Facebook warns it is under-reporting iOS advertising results amid Apple privacy changes. Nokia G50 with triple rear camera, Snapdragon 480 SoC launched. HP 11-inch tablet PC with a flippable camera launched. New devices with Windows 11 compatibility announced. Apple to pay one-time bonuses of up to $1,000 to store employees. Epic's Fortnite barred from Apple's App Store until all court appeals end. Xiaomi says its devices do not censor users following Lithuania report. Facebook says it is under-reporting the results of its advertising business on Apple iOS devices, acknowledging that recent privacy changes from the iPhone maker have made it more expensive and difficult for brands to advertise on Facebook. Shares of the social media giant were down 3.7% at $344.32, roughly ₹25,390 in morning trading. Facebook says in a blog post it estimates it is underreporting conversions, an industry term that includes buying of products or other actions a person takes after seeing an advertisement, by 15%, adding that the figure varied among individual advertisers. Facebook says it believed actual conversions such as sales and app downloads are higher than reported. Nokia G50 is launched as the latest affordable 5G phone from Nokia brand licensee HMD Global. The new Nokia phone comes with a water drop style display and carries triple rear cameras. The Nokia G50 also includes 64GB of onboard storage and is powered by an octa-core Qualcomm Snapdragon 480 SoC. Currently, the Nokia G50 is exclusive to the UK market. It is, however, likely to be available in other markets over time. The phone will sit next to the Nokia G10 and Nokia G20 that are the company's affordable 4G phones in the Nokia G series. Nokia G50 price has been set at £199.99 British pound sterling, roughly ₹20,100 for the lone 4GB RAM plus 64GB of onboard storage. HP 11-inch tablet PC is announced. The tablet comes with a detachable keyboard that can be mounted to the screen in both landscape and portrait orientation with the help of magnetic clips on two sides of the display. It also comes with a 13-megapixel camera that can be flipped to use as per the user's convenience. Additionally, HP has also announced a few other products that will also be compatible with Windows 11 when they launch. These products include a laptop, two PCs, and two desktop monitors. The HP 11-inch tablet PC will be available at a starting price of $599, roughly ₹44,200, when it is available to purchase from the company's website from December. Apple will pay one-time bonuses of as much as $1,000, roughly ₹73,710 crores, to store employees next month. Bloomberg News reports, citing people familiar with the matter. The company will give out $1,000, roughly ₹73,710 crores, to retail staff hired before March 31, while those who join later will get $500. Roughly ₹36,840, the report says. New employees for the holiday shopping season will receive $200, roughly ₹14,730, and bonuses will also be handed out to Apple Care and online sales staff, the report adds. Apple has blacklisted Fortnite from the iPhone maker's popular app store for several years until all the court appeals are done, Epic Games Chief Executive Officer Tim Sweeney says. Epic Games' opening brief in its appeal to the US 9th Circuit's Court of Appeals is due December 12. According to a court filing, an Apple's reply is due by Jan 20, 2022. The full appeal process could take years. Sweeney took to Twitter, calling out Apple's move and says the company will continue to fight the tech giant. China's Xiaomi says its devices do not censor users' communications a day after Lithuania Defense Ministry recommended that consumers avoid Chinese phones due to a censoring feature in the smartphone giant's flagship phone. The censoring capability in Xiaomi's Mi 10T 5G phone software has been turned off for the European Union region but can be turned on remotely at any time, the National Cybersecurity Center in a report says. In a statement sent to Reuters, Xiaomi spokesperson says its devices does not censor communications to or from its users.